The concept of hospitality is fundamental to a stewardship way of life. We all know this, if you've been here the last 20 years or so, that we live a stewardship way of life based on hospitality and prayer and formation and service. Hospitality, we know, is essential these days for church-going people, because the number one reason people give why they don't go to church is I don't know anyone at that church. And also along with that, when people are new to an area like Western Lake County, they're looking for a Catholic church to join, they kind of go to all the churches and see what's going on and how they're treated, and they end up usually joining the parish that it was the most had the most friendly people and was most inviting to them and welcoming to them. That makes sense. Who wants to join a grumpy old church? Well, when we envision hospitality, we naturally think of offering a warm welcome to those, for instance, who are new to our parish. We picture inviting them in and making them feel at home and at ease in our presence and communicating to them that they are highly valued. And today's gospel reading from St. John invites us to think about hospitality in a slightly different kind of way. In it, we hear Jesus speaking this to his disciples: "Whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling with him." So Jesus is asking that we permit, you and I permit, the Blessed Trinity to come and dwell within us. And this is a stunning request, because it tells us that our first and most privileged form of hospitality should be directed towards whom? Towards God himself. We offer hospitality to God. And how do we do that? How do we make God at home and at ease within us? How can we communicate to God that he is highly valued by us? Well, Jesus tells us how. He says we are to keep his word and to follow his teachings. Keep Jesus's word and follow his teachings. And to keep his word, we have to know the word. And this takes discipline and effort on our parts. It means that we make time to study scripture, to read the Bible, to study church teaching, to make that a priority in our daily lives. And we can do this in small ways, actually. We can keep his word. Perhaps you can commit yourself to setting your alarm clock 10 or 15 minutes earlier in order to meditate on the day's gospel. Or you could read a paragraph of the Catechism of the Catholic Church with your family at dinner. That sounds interesting to me. On Wednesday at the rectory, we screen Father McNeil's joke. Maybe we could read from the Catechism instead. And I'll be going away to a Benedictine Abbey, not till September, in California, where I always go for retreat, because you're silent from 8:30 p.m. till 8:30 a.m. And during the meals, they read. One of the monks reads. And that's a nice way to eat your meal, some kind of spiritual reading. Or you could pray one of the Psalms before going to bed at night. That's easy to do. And you can join or start a Bible study right here in our parish or in other parishes. There's many ways to grow in the knowledge and love of God's word. But you know, all of this involves a sacrifice. Maybe that's why we're so slow to go about and commit to something. We're going to sacrifice some of our time. Many people have good intentions to do these things that I just mentioned, but they can't seem to find the right time to do it. And that's where you have to use your ingenuity to find a good time. Because over time, these simple practices can really change your life. You begin to think more easily about Jesus and respond to him. and to live like him. We really form our minds and our hearts and our souls into a place where the Blessed Trinity may dwell. And in today's gospel, we have a promise made to us that all of this can happen to us. Because Jesus says, the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I told you. In other words, ask the Holy Spirit to show you when and how you can get to know God's word in a particular circumstances, and then commit to it, commit to that time. Well, if we want our parish to be a place of genuine Christian hospitality, we have to be sure that our own hearts are hospitable dwelling places for the Blessed Trinity itself. And then our greetings, our welcoming, our ministries will radiate the warmth of God's love through our hospitality.